So in terms of user-centered design methods, one way to involve the user and learn about the user is to do what's called ethnographic observation. You can do individual interviews, you can do questionnaires, you can go to, let's say, a work environment that, you're designing a new document management system and you want to understand how people interact with documents. You go and spend time in places where people interact with a lot of documents and you see what they're doing. You observe. You need to prepare this study, you need to be there, collect the data, and then you need to report on it. So those are different aspects to doing an ethnographic observation. Another thing you can do is what's called develop a scenario. It's similar to day in the life scenario. Imagine you have an office manager, comes to the office, has a whole bunch of documents that they need to manage, and then you tell a story. What are they doing with the documents? How are they interacting with the documents? What are the tasks that they're going to need to be performing? And so one thing that scenario development can do, it can alert you to the different aspects or the different tasks that can be involved, and it then also lets you maybe take a typical task and break it down to its subtasks. Okay, so what does it mean to manage a specific document? And then you walk it through, you tell a story. And as you're telling that story and building that story and creating that story, you become sensitized to the different subtasks. Furthermore, you have the ability to what's called do participatory design. You involve users in the design and ask them, so what kinds of features would you like? What kinds of functionality do you need? What's missing? What would be great to have? And get them to be, in a way, co-designers. What speaks for it is you get better information, users can influence it, it builds investment, and if they have to then use what you've built, the higher probability that they will accept it. The negative aspect is it makes it more costly because there's more players involved. It makes it longer to develop. There can be personality conflicts. Somebody might have a very strong opinion about what is the right way to design this or what it needs to have. And if that doesn't happen, there can be bad blood and things might not happen as smoothly. And there's also organizational politics that you need to keep in mind.